So what are the implied covenants? This is going to depend a little bit on the jurisdiction. I'm going to focus on Texas, but it's going to depend a little bit on the jurisdiction. You will see some substantive differences between the states. Not a whole lot, though. To a large extent, you see a great similarity in implied covenants law between the states, and all the oil and gas states that have any significant jurisprudence have recognized various implied covenants. In addition to the little bit of substantive difference, you do see some difference in terminology, and I'll try to comment on that as I go along. The implied covenants recognized in Texas are three. First, to develop the leasehold. Second, to protect the leasehold. And then third, to administer and manage the lease. So we'll start with developing the leasehold, and we'll march through each of these and talk about what duties are contained within these implied covenants. So first, to develop the leasehold. There are really three duties you could find under this, all relate to drilling wells. And first, you've got a duty to drill a test well. Second, a duty of reasonable development of proven formations. And then a duty of further exploring. And by the way, I do have a little more detail in the written materials, and on a number of the slides I have in small font, you might see down in the lower part of the slide, references to where the paper talks about the issues that's on the slide in more detail. So that's what that is down at the bottom of the slide. But there are these three duties that are contained within the implied covenant to develop the leasehold as is recognized in the state of Texas. So let's first focus on that first duty, the duty to drill a test well. This is one that ends up being largely of historical interest, and I'll explain why. First, what is the duty? It's a duty to drill at least one test well on the lease premises within a reasonable time of granting of the lease. Historically, oil and gas companies really didn't want to be bound by an obligation to drill a test well within a relatively short time of having taken the lease. They may need time to evaluate the hydrocarbon prospects. They may need to develop a lease position. They may need to get financing. And of course, on some leases, the lessees will decide not to drill at all. So how do you get around this? Well, people started including in their leases, the lessees did, delay rental clauses, which basically delay or defer the obligation to drill a test well. And today, virtually every lease you'll find has either got a delay rental clause or it's a paid up lease. And in the paid up leases, in theory, the initial payment includes both a bonus for granting a lease and also incorporated, even if not explicitly, implicitly, a payment for not having to drill a test well during the primary term. So nowadays, the duty to drill a test well is hardly ever at issue. But this is a historical explanation of why you have delay rental clauses in a lot of leases. I think the one practice tip is if you're taking a lease farm that has a delay rental clause, don't think you can convert it to a paid-up lease, or at least you can't safely convert it to a paid-up lease merely by striking the delay rental clause. You want to be explicit that a lease is a paid-up lease, or else you at least have some risk that a court may say, well, we're back to the days of you having a duty to drill a test well because you struck the delay rental clause, but there's nothing that says it's a paid-up lease. So beware of that. Otherwise, this is largely kind of a historical explanation of why you have the delay rental clauses. There's the use of delay rental clauses started so early in the oil and gas industry that you have a little bit of trouble finding Texas cases on the subject. I'm aware of a few cases, the paper mentions those, that suggest in dicta that the Texas jurisprudence would recognize an implied covenant to drill a test well, but this is such a long-standing practice of using delay rental clauses that it really predates there being a very active oil and gas industry in Texas. So these developments of lessees getting in the habit of using delay rental clauses really came up in some of those early oil and gas states in the Northeast that were some of the, you know, the heart of the early U.S. oil and gas industry. So I just mentioned the heart of the very early oil and gas industry. What's the heart of the implied covenant to develop the leasehold? Well, the real kind of bullseye or heart of this implied covenant is that second duty, the duty of reasonable development. So what is this duty?